From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Serbia says it cannot handle the vast number of migrants gathered on its sealed border with Hungary. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić said on Tuesday that it is not acceptable for migrants to have to return to Serbia at the same time that more were arriving from Greece and Macedonia. Earlier Tuesday, Hungarian officials closed two official border crossings due to what they said were inadequate controls on the Serbian side. Hungary also declared a state of emergency in two southern counties as part of a crackdown on migrants trying to reach the European Union. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said that under new security measures that went into effect Tuesday, his administration will be tough on those who cross the border illegally. The International Organization for Migration, meanwhile, warns that more migrants and refugees will die as a direct result of the European Union's inability to make a decision on how to tackle the crisis. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
September has been a deadly month for migrants. The International Organization for Migration reports the number of tragedies keep increasing. Just over the past few days, the IOM estimates 72 migrants have lost their lives trying to cross into the Greek islands from Turkey. And it says data received from the Turkish Coast Guard shows some 13 migrants already have died in Turkish waters through the beginning of September. The UN Refugee Agency says it believes the crisis is manageable if European countries cooperate on finding a solution, adding the consequences of indecision are dire. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Mr. Putin said Assad is open to working with what he called the healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years. The Russian president said the focus must first be on terrorism. His comments come one day after the U.S. Defense Department confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest repeated the Obama administration's position that supporting President Assad is a bad idea.
Because of his failed leadership and because of his willingness to slaughter innocent people using the mechanics of that country's military, he's lost the legitimacy to lead that country.
President Barack Obama has voiced concern about Russia's military activity in Syria, warning that it could prevent the United States and its allies from finding a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Iran's nuclear chief said late Monday that the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog group will visit Tehran later this week. Ali Akbar Salehi made the comments to Iranian television after meeting in Vienna with International Atomic Energy Agency chief Yukiya Amano. The IAEA will be the body in charge of overseeing the agreement that Iran reached in July with a group of six world powers to limit its nuclear program in exchange for economic sanctions relief. The United States is warning North Korea against engaging in irresponsible provocations after Pyongyang announced it had restarted normal operations at its Yongbyon nuclear complex. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that the United States will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state. The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at, quote, any time. Two political novices, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, a CBS New York Times poll released Tuesday shows the flamboyant Trump with 27% support and the more reserved Carson trailing with 23%. None of a large group of current and former governors and U.S. senators seeking the nomination reached the double-digit figures. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.